Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, sharing personal stories from the men and women of the nation's largest military installation. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Fort Bragg Stories is a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. Chief Warrant Officer 2 Michael Duskin served with the 3rd Special Forces Group at Fort Bragg. During 7 deployments over the course of 15 years, he and his wife Maggie established routines to cope with his absences and help keep the lives of their 3 children running smoothly. Despite years of practice, preparing for deployment was always a challenge.
The preparation was hard because with the special operations community, they pretty much give you a checklist. You know, you have to have your will in place. You have to talk about your funeral and everything that goes with that. You have to have, you know, his uniform, his burial uniform, you know, pretty much waiting in the closet for him.
That preparation proved to be necessary. Michael came under small arms fire while patrolling in Wardak province. He died in October of 2012 while on his 5th deployment to Afghanistan.
His final deployment was rough for us. They left in, I want to say, August. In September, one of his teammates was killed, Riley Stevens. So we knew it was going to be a bad deployment. It sounds weird, but you know how you get this feeling that something's not quite right with your world? I had that feeling. Couldn't put my finger on it, called the kids, made sure the kids were okay. He had told me they were going out on a mission. I was like, okay. He's like, but don't worry. You know, we know exactly what we're doing, where we're going. I was like, okay. He's like, but we're going to get the guys that got Riley. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, didn't hear back from him. And then there was that odd silence all day long. Well, I live in a little cul-de-sac. And it's just me and one other person. And all of a sudden, I start seeing cars in the cul-de-sac. And I'm like, who are these people? What are they doing? My middle son was enlisting in the Army. And 2 guys in uniform showed up. And I just assumed they were there for him. I was like, hey, Jake's not here. He's still at school. And they're like, Mrs. Duskin, we're not here about Jake. And at that moment, it just all clicked. And the next 3 weeks was just almost a blur. They flew him to Germany, where my oldest son was stationed, and he was able to get on the Angel flight to escort his dad home.
When Michael's teammates returned from Afghanistan the following spring, they wanted to find a way to honor those they lost. Instead of a somber memorial service, they proposed a party, a beef and beer fundraiser.
I wanted to be something that memorializes their life, not their death. I can't keep doing, you know, these sad things. It's been almost a year. We're ready to start healing. And so that first year, we raised almost $80,000. It was great. It really was like a gigantic family reunion with 800 of your closest friends that you never knew.
6 years later, the fundraiser has become an annual event, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars to help the families of Special Forces soldiers.
A lot of what we do is help other Gold Star families. And they're like, this is fabulous. You know, this is exactly what we needed. I was like, yes, that's why we do it. You know, because, you know, having been down that road, this is what I know that you need. The last couple of years, I've gotten more involved, and it has helped with our healing process.
Maggie Duskin lives in Moore County. Her story was recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between the Fayetteville Observer and WUNC's American Homefront Project. If you have a Fort Bragg story you'd like to share, you can find a link at wunc.org.